Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys Wrestling Coach R.J. Brown. And Coach, thanks for spending time with us again today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, last Saturday, you were involved in the Cardinal Classic, placed fourth as a team, had some good performances there. Just overall, first off, as a team, how'd you think things went?
It's a good start for us. We definitely learn a lot of things in that first week with the duel with Indianola and then some tough competition in our Cardinal Classic. So it's a big learning week for us, looking at things that we can improve on. But a lot of the stuff that we need to improve on are easily fixable, so that's a really good sign. We're aggressive. We've gotten the first takedown on a lot of our matches. We need to work on our conditioning, so I think that played a big part in it. Being the beginning of the season, I'm not super worried about it. So we've kind of amped that up, getting them back into shape so then we can finish matches the way we want to. But overall, I think they're wrestling really well. We just need to fix a few things. And again, they're easily fixable, and some of those things take a little bit of time throughout the season to really correct. But they're wrestling well, and they're mentally doing real well.
That's good. Speaking of the conditioning part, I was here earlier this week for a basketball game on Tuesday night and saw him running mm-hmm. in the hallways here trying to work on that conditioning.
Yeah, we're trying to get after it and really take that up to another level this week. And, like I said, we learn from everything. We're very process-oriented rather than results-oriented. And so we look at, what do we need to do to get better? And that was one of the things that we identified collectively as a team that we really needed to hammer this week.
Got to take one step at a time, improve on one area at a time. Kent Montgomery continues to do well for you, champion at the Cardinal Invitational last Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, he's a real good wrestler, and he works his tail off. And, excited to see the competition he has this week. We're probably going to bump him up on Thursday to wrestle a good kid. We just want to get the best competition out of him. But at the Cardinal Classic, he wrestled real well, and I'm excited to see him just keep progressing and keep getting even better than he already is.
And a number of wrestlers get top three finishes. Aiden Robson was second. Mm-hmm. Abel Aldama got to third. Xander Robson third. And Nick Milburn got third. And Jose Benitez finished with a third mm-hmm. as well. Kind of what you expected out of them?
They all wrestled really well. You look at Aiden, he wrestled a great tournament. And he's still got a lot to learn and a lot of things to fix, but he wrestled aggressively, and that's one of the things we need him to do. Abel wrestled well. Xander wrestled well. Nick lost. He really should have been a champ, but he made some errors that really cost him. But again, we learn from it, and we're going to fix it, and he's going to keep being a beast. Jose wrestled really well for having not wrestled in a couple of years. And yeah. Had to wrestle the number one ranked guy for Mount Vernon twice this weekend.
Yeah.
But he was real close in those matches. I mean, it was 1-0, 2-0. So he wrestled well, and then he made some mistakes against an Oski kid that he's better than. But again, he's hasn't wrestled in a couple of years, so he's getting back in the flow of things. And like I said, we're learning from all of it, but all of our guys wrestled really well.
You mentioned Nick, he's just a sophomore, mm-hmm. so yeah, he'll get some experience.
Yeah.
Got to meet at Seidel today, Pella, Southeast Polk, Waukee, Linville, Sully, Marshalltown, I-35, Clark, Roland, Story. They bring some pretty good competition, I assume.
Yeah, all those teams, Carlisle's a top five team, Waukee's a good team, even Linville, Sully has some tough dudes in there, so all those guys that come, I mean, it's no joke of a tournament, but we kind of load up our schedule with some tough competition because we want to be prepared for the end of the year. So we're just excited to see how well we do, go after it, compete, see the things if we fixed what we need to fix, and learn more things that we need to get better at.
As a non-wrestler, I was going to ask you, which would it be better to have, quick feet or quick hands?
Probably quick feet, at least on the feet.
And why? Why is that good?
You got to be offensive and you got to move your feet. And when they're trying to attack on you, you got to be able to move your feet. If your feet are stuck in the mud, it's real hard to be aggressive. We want heavy hands on the feet too. So, I mean, they're both important, but yeah, we definitely want some fast feet. Something we also need to fix this week as well.
Okay.
So
what kind of things can you do to improve that?
We do footwork stuff. Doing a lot of stance of motion and trying to pick up our motion and moving our feet. really it just takes a lot of time and a mental edge to continue to move your feet. It's really easy to do it for a short amount of time, but adding the minutes of constantly moving your feet is really what is going to help with that.
Okay. Definitely sounds tiring, but it is probably pretty effective. Sounds like you got a lot of talent on this team. Just going to take some experience and moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, we're still pretty young. I mean, we've got a lot of sophomores, juniors. A lot of our seniors are kind of new to the varsity lineup. So even they're kind of learning a lot of things. We got a few freshmen sprinkled in there. So, I mean, we're young. We're learning a lot of things, but they're competing real well. And that's all that I ask of them. And so I'm really excited about this year and continuing to progress and get better and just small steps at a time and work towards the end of the year.
And experience is a great thing. Mm-hmm. So the more you get that, the better things should go. And look forward to seeing what the team can do as they move on. Again, Saturday, if anyone wants to come out and support the team, they will be at Seidel with that invitational. And we wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you.
Again, we've been talking on the Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee with the Newton Boys Wrestling Coach, RJ Brown.